Hello.
A very good afternoon from Athens, Greece. It is November the 15th, 2024, and we just finished a three-day music program in the Love Without Borders gallery. So big welcome to Susan and Neil from the UK, and this is Music Without Borders.
Hello.
Good afternoon, everybody.
So happy to have you both back with us. We met the first time in London, actually, back in 2018. And I remember that Neil and Susan wanted to be involved and try to help support Love Without Borders. And with their music talents, they're both opera singers, communicators, podcasters. We have been able to sit down, meet with each other, and talk about wonderful ways to help serve our community and the children from the Middle East and Africa. So let's talk a little bit about the first time that you came here and how you felt coming to join our team in Athens.
Do you know, it was a real honor because not only did we work with children, we were working with other local musicians who were highly talented. But there were some that were based in Greece, and there were a couple of refugees who were also musicians who added input. And it was a real honour to be part of that.
It was also a bit of an adventure, really, because I don't think either of us really had a clue what we were going to do when we got here. And it was lovely because we could bring our son as well, who is also a musician. So it was great because he was only 18 at the time, so it was a good experience for him. So as I say, it was a bit of an adventure. We didn't know where Athens at all or where we were staying, and it was lovely to find when we got here what a really nice space we had. We had some help from a business lady called Maria, and that really worked very well because it was extremely hot. It was in the 40 degree sort of bracket. And we were lucky that it was actually really cool down in that room. But it was amazing. And as Susan said, it was great to meet local musicians and other refugees to really create something very special over a number of days. And having looked at the videos we did at the time, we're still doing the same sorts of things and people are really still enjoying it. So it's tremendous, really.
Yes, I think we like to, as an organization and as a program, we like to really try new things and see how opera and art go together, for instance. And we like to see how different people from different backgrounds can come into a community, be together for a few days, and really learn from one another and share songs from our childhood or from our cultures. And that's one thing that really connects people with music and art, is just to be able to not actually have a plan or a program, but be able to make things up as we go along. And I think that the program that we ran back then is similar to what we did this year, as far as bringing the people in. We had children from small babies all the way up to elderly local Greek men.
Yes.
And so it was just a really nice combination of sharing music, creating art, and spending time with each other.
It's true, and also giving people the opportunity to express their own music from their own culture. So we learned as much as they did in many ways, and we even tried out some very interesting dancing as well.
Yes. I think one of the really interesting things about music is that there is so much scientific evidence that music and remembering music is one of the last things to go in dementia patients. So they will remember music from their childhood and significant music in their lives after they might have forgotten who they are or who their loved ones are. And to not that the people that were on this workshop, on these workshops, had dementia, but it just demonstrates the power of music and creating memories and also remembering those good times.
Yes, and it brings me back to a very special moment today when our friend and one of the music teachers, Sumi, was singing a song to us about her father who has dementia.
Yes.
And yes, so she... This is part of the spontaneity that we love so much about creating these programs, whether it's art or music, is you're always going to get people coming into the gallery and who, some of them have quite a bit of music background that you didn't even expect. And yeah, we were able to have a really nice array of people this week.
Well, there was this elderly man from Athens,
Dimitris.
Dimitris, yeah. Who was an artist, and he grabbed the guitar and then suddenly started playing it, and not strumming it as a beginner, but really quite accomplished. And that you could see in his eyes that it brought him so much joy.
Yes.
I think that's very true. It's interesting how you have to cater from, as you said earlier, from a young baby right to elderly people. The previous 2 days we'd had a lot more younger people, so we had to create a lot more activity so they could use their energy. And Susan's brilliant at doing action songs, and the old chestnuts were coming out, like head, shoulders, knees, and toes, and things like that, and they really enjoyed it, and also just doing some games that actually seem to work in so many different cultures. They just have different names.
Yes. And the weird thing was that the games, the mothers were getting involved as well, and not to be with the kids, but they were very competitive, and you could see some joy and smiles in their faces. Maybe they remembered back to those days when life was less stressful. Mm. It just got a glimpse of that liveliness and joy of life that they'd had when they were younger. Mm-hmm. That was lovely.
For those of our listeners that have just heard about Love Without Borders, we support refugees from the Middle East and Africa. And during these music and art programs, we take several families from the refugee camps, which are pretty isolated, and we bring them to our art gallery, and we offer them music and art and some healthy food and a really safe environment. And so, yes, we were able to share these music songs with all of the families, and they thoroughly enjoyed them. And on the last day, we also invited a couple of Greek men from the community who are artists, and it's just a part of our program that's very inclusive, to invite everyone and reach out to the local community, which is really important to us.
Oh, definitely. You could see when the music was going on, there were people walking past and stopping and listening and being touched by the music, whether it was the children singing or Neil singing. It was very powerful to see that as well.
I think that's true. Again, music is such a wonderful way of communicating. And when you sing it as an operatic tenor, people will always hear you. And it was great to see the children's faces when they started hearing an operatic voice. Like, oh, wow. Because they'd never heard anything like that before. So that was really, really interesting. But also even singing in different languages still connects with them as well, which was also very powerful the last 3 days that we've been working, really.
There's something very powerful about the human voice that connects you with other human beings that a recording does not do in the same sort of way. There's something about hearing a live voice.
Yes, I did notice that, and I think that was one of the highlights of this week, is when the children were listening to the opera and you singing, and the look on their face was something that was very gratifying to see. they really loved it, and
they did.
One of the things that I noticed was that when we were doing some of the action games or clapping or something like that, say with head, shoulders, knees and toes, and you don't, you stop saying one word in each verse, and quite often people get upset when they make a mistake. And I didn't want the children or the adults to feel upset because they've got enough things going on. This is just silly. So to make sure that it was okay to laugh and it to be fun if somebody makes a mistake. And I like to hope that they can think with other things in their lives, it doesn't matter, there are bigger things going on.
Absolutely. It's also really important for people to understand we aren't able to solve this refugee crisis, but sometimes by taking a trip to Greece, spending a few days on your days off to support the people with your presence, with music, with art, it's a very powerful action. And I think many people these days want to do something positive, but perhaps you can expound a little bit on that and share about your 3-day
Yeah, I mean, Susan and I both have our own businesses, and but it's always joyful to be able to share your skill of music, and actually make a real difference to people who have very difficult lives, and you just take them out of that and almost make it into a normal day. Well, what we call normal anyway, but it's actually something which is really unforgettable for them in many ways. But it's also very powerful for us as human beings to be able to come and do that, really. And we've tried online over the last few years, especially after COVID and during COVID, but it's not the same as actually being in a room with people. And it's really good for us, and something which we're beginning to do more and more of, because music is such a healing thing. And the world needs a lot of healing at the moment. So we'll keep doing more of it, I think.
From a point of view of the personal thing that you get from it, the huge rewards, but also from a professional level, because we're both business owners, and I'm sure that a lot of your volunteers are business owners, or there might be people listening who are business owners or in corporate and they want to help. One of the really interesting things is that we normally have a structure and we plan and we deliver based on that plan. But in this situation, you plan and you structure and then you have to be in the moment. And to, rather than anticipating the next thing, seeing what's going on around you and thinking on your feet, what do I do next that is going to serve the people that are in front of me? And it might be that nobody speaks English. And of course we have the lovely Ahmed who can translate into Arabic. But if he's not there, if he's busy doing something else, for example, what can we do to keep everybody engaged and feeling like a community? And that is not only a real skill, it's something that you can really develop, that you can take into your own lives.
This is very, very important. And I think one other thing that I really love about your program with Love Without Borders is that when you come here, we try to invite volunteers from other groups that are coordinating programs for different organizations. We try to have people coming in from the local community that are musicians that can help teach and also learn from you. So that way you teach them, they teach their community, and it stays within our communities so that we can continue these programs locally. And for me, that's really important because we lose sort of cite sometimes about how important music and art really are. They're so healing in every aspect, and especially with this community of displaced people, for us to be able to offer them these two platforms to communicate, it's really, really important, and we're so thankful that we had a good turnout this week and that we can continue the programs indefinitely.
You know, I visualize, I'm sure that I'm right, that some of the things that we did, particularly with the families that were in the refugee camps, they will go back to the camps and they will be singing those or playing those games, and they will have new things that they can do to bring them joy.
I think also it was really good that some of the mothers were actually videoing us, and I'm sure, you know, it will help them hopefully recreate or remind the kids that's what we did, shall we try it again, sort of thing. And also I think the other thing which we've enjoyed this week is helping other people who are here to learn how to do it without us being there. So mentoring them, really.
So we're going to continue mentoring people.
Yeah.
Yes, our friend Sumi is here from Greece, and she's a musician, and she has the great capability to be a teacher.
Definitely.
And so, yes, it's all about connecting and mentoring, and we're really excited to keep this program running, and so happy to have music and art in our program.
Absolutely.
One thing I sometimes get asked by other musicians, how could they be involved from the United Kingdom, for example?
So there's different ways perhaps of helping and supporting refugees. We have connected people to individual families to help with sponsoring their housing, teaching English lessons, or buying a piece of art. We have a lot of mothers with children that are needing support. Even today, a woman from Sierra Leone wrote me, and I invited her to the music program, and at the end, she needed food, she needed housing, and our answer to everything is art. So we sat her down, you all sang beautiful music while she was painting, and at the end of the day, she was able to take home money with her for her painting, so she actually contributed something, and she is valued as a human being. I feel a lot of times it's very dehumanizing when people have to go from organization to organization asking for diapers and milk and food. And with us, we have found a beautiful way to offer tools for them to paint. They can hear music in the background, be inspired, and at the end of the day, they actually have money so they can make decisions on what they want to buy, not what we want to buy. And so this whole program is very helpful to the refugees, not only for short term, but we've housed many, many families with 1 year long-term sustainable programs under our housing program. For people that are not in Greece or that want to help, there's, as I mentioned, purchasing a piece of art or offering your time to help a family, one and one directly, is very valuable. And we'll leave our information so that you can contact us directly. And I think sometimes we have to keep things simple. Help one person. Maybe it doesn't have to be in Greece, but it can be in your community. And try to think in this way and keep those small acts of kindness going.
That's very true. And we're very much looking forward to continuing this program in the future. As we love it. It's fun.
Yes, we're very thankful that you've flown all the way to Greece, and we hope that your time is blessed, and yes, we're very thankful.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.